Pope Francis was in Greece over the weekend. There, he demanded that the world focus on asylum seekers. He said that migrants have to endure racism, persecution, and death as they seek refuge in Europe. But the West is indifferent, the Pope said. Joanna Kakissis has more from Athens.
Cheers and tears erupted when Pope Francis arrived on a refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos. He squeezed hands and hugged children. He spoke to a little boy from Afghanistan.
What's your name? Mustafa
Torbagalke!
I'm here to see your faces and look into your eyes, Pope Francis said later during a speech on the island. Your eyes that have seen violence and poverty, eyes streaked by too many tears. The pontiff last visited Lesbos in 2016, when it was the main gateway into Europe for hundreds of thousands fleeing war and persecution. He said that very little had changed since then, and that the world is now living behind walls and barbed wire.
Il futuro ci metterà ancora più a contatto gli uni con gli altri.
Let us stop ignoring reality, stop constantly shifting responsibility. Stop passing off the issue of migration to others as if it mattered to no one and was only a pointless burden to be shouldered by somebody else.
The European Union has failed to adopt a workable asylum policy since 2015. That's when more than a million migrants arrived in Europe, most of them from Syria. Judith Sunderland of Human Rights Watch blames a vocal anti-immigrant minority in several European countries for the failed policies.
And so we're seeing these really distressing practices, you know, pushbacks and allowing people to drown in the English Channel, allowing them to drown in the Central Mediterranean, in the Aegean Sea.
The EU is also proposing the suspension of protections for asylum seekers trying to enter Poland from Belarus. Several have died in the frozen woods on the border between the two countries.
So given that context, to have Pope Francis continue to raise his voice, I think is incredibly important.
Last week, when Francis visited a church on the island nation of Cyprus, he lamented, "So many migrants still face exploitation. And the worst thing," he added, "is that we have all gotten used to it." For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.